Chapter 5, Top Social Bookmarking Sites. Joining the right social bookmarking sites will help you start to build a solid network and become more efficient with your marketing efforts. It's best to start with the largest networks, establish a profile and steady networking, and then move on to the smaller ones. As you increase a presence on these social bookmarking sites, you'll notice a significant increase in traffic in just a few weeks. Always remember that the more valuable your website is to readers, the higher the chances of your links being shared across multiple networks. The major social bookmarking sites sort content based on keywords and tags, and this will require an extra step when you submit each piece. You will simply be breaking down the basic ideas and headlines into single words to create these tags. For example, if you're submitting an article entitled "Latest Prices of Airline Tickets to Hawaii," the set of tags you would post with this article would include Hawaii, travel, tickets, cheap tickets, discount travel, ticket price, Hawaii flights, flight, traveling, exotic vacation, vacation, vacations, getaway, paradise getaway. The idea is to include as many concepts and keywords as possible. After doing this, your article will show up on the search results whenever anybody types in any one of these keywords. In addition to categorizing your information correctly, you will need to develop strong content. Nothing will reduce readership faster than poor content, and you will be ruining your chances of attracting an audience if you don't set your standards high enough. The basic guidelines are simply provide quality content, and that equals receiving a quality social network. Social bookmarking is a very valuable vehicle that makes this possible, and you can use it to your advantage in a variety of ways. Start with these top 8 bookmarking sites, then move on from there. Delicious. Remember, that's del.icio.us. Then Newsvine. Then StumbleUpon. Windows Live. Magnolia. That's MA.GNOLIA, Raw Sugar, Dig, and Technorati. Delicious. Registration, results, and what you need to know. Delicious, DEL.ICIO.US, is the most established social bookmarking site on the web today and has a very simple format and structure. The site was founded in 2003 and has grown considerably since then. Delicious uses the concept of folksonomy, which means that all users are free to choose tags and keywords of relevance for a particular submission. A wiki on the site is designed to display all of the most recent tags, and a hot list appears on the homepage to showcase the most popular and recent pages. You can take a look at what other people are bookmarking in one click. Your goal is to make sure your website and links will soon rise to prominence here. Creating a network will help you subscribe to other relevant lists and subscriptions, and Delicious is one network that will allow you to post and review independent articles and links, not just complete websites. Still, simply getting your website listed on these directories with the appropriate tags will help improve exposure. Registration and other information. Registration is a two-step process. First, you'll need to develop a username and password, followed by a confirmation click on an email. After setting up a basic profile, you'll be allowed to start collecting bookmarks of your own and establishing a network for sharing. Tagging each of your bookmarks will help you categorize and sort them when you're bookmarking yourself, and make it easier for users in your network to find specific items. Choose an easily identifiable surname so that visitors can make the mental brand connection immediately. This will be significant over the long term, and it serves as your primary identity. Newsvine, registration, results, and what you need to know. Newsvine is a popular news source and community that features channels including local news, sports, tech, and entertainment. Once you join this community, you can chat and communicate with other community members and even start up your own column. The columns on Newsvine are a popular feature and will help you establish even more of an online social networking presence. This is a great place to provide press releases and highlight your website in a variety of channels. Newsvine is relatively new and launched in 2006. A section to categorize all information includes a leaderboard, wall of vineness, and an election vine for some themed collections of recent material. Registration and other information. Registration requires entering an email address, password, and developing a display name. You will also be given a newsvine.com domain name so that you can create and develop your own column. StumbleUpon registration results and what you need to know. StumbleUpon is becoming one of the fastest growing social bookmarking sites on the web today and offers anyone a chance to find others with similar interests. It's another site that lets you find out what other people are visiting and discovering, and the search engine on the site can help you find exactly what you need. The site is very simple in structure and is sectioned off into websites, people, videos, and a downloadable toolbar. Each website or information found on StumbleUpon can be reviewed and tagged, and the most popular websites are listed on the front page. For registration and other information, registration requires an email address and username. After confirmation of the email, the account setup is complete. The highly interactive component of StumbleUpon makes this a fast-paced social bookmarking community. Users can find other stumblers based on their email addresses and contacts, and a comprehensive listing of the most popular websites makes it easy to track down specific material. Magnolia registration results and what you need to know. Magnolia, MA.GNOLIA, is a powerful social bookmarking site that's very user-friendly and offers a strong visual element. You can see a screenshot of all the latest links and results and discover new sites with a simple search feature. Featured linkers and hot groups are listed on the front page, and you can download a toolbar to make all web surfing much more efficient. The feeds feature is one of the best ways to scan headlines and is widely used by web surfers and researchers today. Registration simply requires entering an email address, username, and password setup. If you have an open ID, you can use this one to get going as well. Raw Sugar registration results and what you need to know. Raw Sugar is a variation of Delicious and is a very easy way to search and find blogs that are relevant to your niche. Its primary focus is on technical content and anything that is Web 2.0 related. Each post is tagged and sorted for easy collaboration, and the community here is growing. The main page allows you to quickly invite a friend to introduce new people to the network. This can help you develop a social network with a simple invitation. The site requires a username and password for registration and validation for an email address. Dig registration results and what you need to know. Dig.com, D-I-G-G.com, is one of the best networks to begin social networking and social bookmarking, and has grown considerably in the last few years. There are no editors involved in the process, and the site is completely driven by users and visitors. Everything on Dig, including podcasts and videos, is submitted by independent users. As a result, it completely relies on the collective intelligence to promote and make content visible to the masses. Dig.com launched at the end of 2004 and has become one of the most popular information sources on the web today. Categories include health, education, games and hobbies, music, news, religion, sport, and TV or film. Adding a Dig.com widget to your website is one of the easiest ways to encourage visitors to dig articles and content they find on your site, and you can start submitting articles, video links, and podcasts immediately after registration. Some of the fresh ways that Dig is categorizing information on the site includes real-time reporting. Dig Labs has created special tools such as Dig Spy and Dig Swarm that pull all the information together using keywords. You'll find it very easy to locate information of interest to you, and it makes it even more important to add the appropriate tags so that you can become listed in as many places as possible. The site links on the side of the page offer a search toolbar, RSS feeds, and a popular archive to track down information. DIG works in a very simple process. You'll start by submitting your link where it reaches the upcoming Stories section immediately. This can be considered prime time for your submission, as it is the easiest place for anyone to find it. The item becomes popular as other bookmarkers start to dig it. And if a submission receives enough digs within a certain time period, it will fall out of the upcoming section and start to climb the ranks of most popular. Users can track all submissions with the Swarm, Stack, and Big Spy tools and watch the titles and descriptions of popular items roll down the page on Dig Spy. Building a network involves inviting friends to the Dig network and adding them to your friends list. You can keep track of collective news in this way, and comment features are also available. Commenting on a regular basis is another way to increase your online presence and activities. Participating in discussions and providing feedback to potential customers creates a positive presence within a community and can lead to clicking on your profile to find out more about you or simply becoming a friend within your network. Tracking results is easy with the Statistics and History Report. Technorati, registration, results, and what you need to know. Technorati is a dynamic blog and social bookmarking community, and you'll find plenty of enthusiastic, tech-savvy users on this site. This is a news site similar to Dig, but much more specialized. The goal of Technorati is to provide citizen media in a fresh format, and the site tracks the live web in the process. All the blogs and content are organized into categories simply based on keywords. The most popular keywords and tags are listed on the right side of the front page, and the top three blogs and videos are showcased on the front page. The number of links are included under each title, giving you an idea of how well a specific piece of content is doing at any given time. In the blogs section, an authority number provides indication on how valuable a particular blog may be. The site is media-rich and very user-friendly. You'll find a scrolling set of keywords in green across the top of the page and a simple search bar to locate information. If your website or blog can reach the top ranks of the linked to or most favorited page on Technorati, the chances of increasing visitors skyrockets. These are a listing of the most popular websites in the last 6 months and range from breaking news sites to independent blogs. Obtaining steady readership for a blog is much easier when you reach the top 100 list on Technorati. Not only do visitors browse here on a regular basis, but you can reach a very specialized niche market as a result. Windows Live Writer, registration, results, and what you need to know. Windows Live Writer is another new service that's actually a downloadable desktop application for blogging. After you download the platform, it's easy to import a social bookmarking element to a blog or website by importing the most commonly used social bookmarking tags and icons. After you click on any of these social bookmarking icons, you can log in immediately to each and all of the sites without having to enter information each time. Chapter 6, How to Promote Social Bookmarking Content and Tags Even Further. In addition to the basic social bookmarking sites listed above, there are a few more opportunities that have evolved since the early social bookmarking days. Squidoo is a helpful site to promote your blog and websites and is quickly becoming one of the web's largest online communities. Anyone can sign up for the Squidoo community, and you'll find almost every topic available. Just remember that the web is moving in a new direction with user-generated content. Squidoo makes use of the following key Web 2.0 areas that can help boost your business and exposure with the right strategy. Spotlighting blogs, creating another social network, making use of tagging, providing a platform for user-generated content, showcasing viral videos, creating space for affiliate marketing, and allowing users to create and promote their personal profiles. Using Squidoo offers many benefits for your business and can be a supplement to your blog or website. How joining Squidoo can help your marketing efforts. The key benefits of using Squidoo as part of your blogging or promotional strategy include the ability to establish yourself as an expert on a specific topic, being able to create a strong affiliate marketing network, increasing your search engine presence with additional content and channels, building extra channels, building a list of subscribers, promoting your personal profile, creating fresh tags that rise to the top of search engines faster than other sites, turning PLR articles into revenue generators, making donations to your favorite charity, driving even more visitors to your blog or website from one simple click, and creating and developing a new niche topic. Squidoo also links up to articles and other web content where users can add to Squidoo just as they would on other social bookmarking sites. This makes it easy for you to interact with new subscribers and lead them to joining another network that you update on a regular basis. Keep in mind that each and every one of these strategies offers you a chance to increase visitor counts and traffic. The more content and material you provide in your Squidoo lens, the more valuable your link will be to your readers. As your lens grows in scope and size, the chances of increasing your web presence are much higher. Owning and managing a Squidoo lens also offers you a chance to join a thriving online community. The online community on Squidoo is full of enthusiastic, creative, and tech-savvy people who are eager to learn about new topics and niches. Providing quality information will help you establish a strong presence within the community, giving you some credibility and favorable page rankings as a result. In addition, people can start linking to your lens on their own blogs, further increasing the chances of traffic. Best of all, Squidoo is absolutely free. You can join a variety of niches and categories simply by participating, and there are many places to explore, learn, and develop your own set of lenses and blogs with increased participation. How to set up your Squidoo lens. The first step in setting up your Squidoo lens is to create an account. An account will require you to register with an email address, your full name, and other relevant information. This is the area where you'll need to include any website or blog links, as well as affiliate IDs if you have them. The next step is to start making your lens. The lens is essentially the platform that you'll be working from, and will need to be created in the right category and section. Take some time to narrow down the keywords that best describe your market. You may need to do some background research on this using keyword selector tools such as Overture, but the extra time and effort will be well worth it. After you've developed the lens format and chosen a category, you'll need to start by adding the first site of keywords. The Edit Your Lens page will show you where to publish various elements of your lens, but don't worry too much since you can always edit this later. In order to formally publish your lens, you will simply need to push the Publish button. Now that the lens is live, you can start to edit and implement the appropriate content. The first area of importance is the introduction. Here, you'll need to provide a lead-in to describe what your lens is about and add an appropriate picture of relevance. Then, start adding content in the text Write module blocks. Squidoo offers one of the best self-publishing tools available, and it's very user-friendly. You'll be able to edit, copy, and paste your content with no HTML knowledge required. After that, you'll need to start building the interactive section. This is a prime area to upload some of your own affiliate products, or simply make use of an Amazon.com store and add items relevant to your topic. This gives any visitor a chance to buy your recommendation, and you'll earn a commission from each product sold. You may need to set up an Amazon.com affiliate account link in order to do this, but the process should not take longer than a couple of days. After approval, you'll start earning revenue on every item that's sold through your lens, so the more popular it becomes, the higher the chances that you'll create a continuous stream of income. The best way to promote affiliate links without making people think you're simply selling them something is to create your product module with small summaries or tags. When you're recommending specific products, books, or programs, be sure to include a few sentences outlining the why and how of using the product. This makes your lens much more personable and relevant to your audience, and will also make your contributions more credible. After the lens is built and you've started generating content, continue to provide content at least once per week. Many Squidoo lenses are just sitting at the bottom of the pile in their category because they simply have not been updated. Updating your lens can increase the chances of subscribers, and it may even reach the top 100 lens rank on Squidoo, where you'll be visible to a much larger audience. The top 100 lens rank is a coveted position in the Squidoo community, giving you a chance to maximize your exposure across all channels and categories. The lenses here are popular for a variety of reasons: keeping up with the latest news, they're easy to read, they're not only being used to sell something, but providing quality information. They're making use of all media applications, including pictures, video, and other multimedia additions that allow the visitor to learn about the topic in innovative ways. Personable and approachable, the lens is different than a blog or website because it's created in a very concise and casual manner. Developing a strong Squidoo presence can take up a few weeks, even months, but the more relevant your topic is to current readers, the higher the chances of getting maximum exposure. Creating a promotional study for the Squidoo lens is another option. You can start building a community through your own blog or website by encouraging readers to visit your lens, and even sending out email blasts notifying them of your online presence there. This can encourage people to simply visit the lens and then start sharing the link on social bookmarking sites such as Technorati, Delicious, or even Dig.com. The goal of setting up a Squidoo lens is to provide another way for visitors to reach you. This is a part of your internet marketing efforts because it will allow you to develop another element to your web publishing efforts. The higher the visibility of the content you publish, the higher the chances of a steady flow of traffic. Just remember the following equation as you set forth on building traffic for any content you publish: relevant content plus effective keyword placement plus search engine presence equals stronger traffic flow. How and why you need to participate regularly on Dig.com. Even though many social networking gurus and social bookmarkers prefer not to participate on larger platforms such as Dig.com, it can be a very valuable promotional tool with the right strategy. Dig.com revolutionized the way people learned about news and shared information, and when it launched in 2004, it only covered a few technology and news categories. Today, Dig.com is one of the online news leaders for consumer news, media updates, and a variety of other news sites where tagging and indexing information is needed. Other link-ranking news sites have entered the online sphere in an effort to provide better, faster, and more community-oriented networking platforms. These have included Blinklist, Newsvine, StumbleUpon, CoRank, and Spotplex. While some are focused on user-generated submissions, others are aggregators that pull information automatically. Dig is not personalized in any way, so there's not much room to share a profile or socialize with other participants. However, it does offer some key opportunities for you and your business with regular participation. These include gaining credibility under a username, showing your tracking history of sites visited, dug, and keywords and tags of relevance, enabling you to search and find specific topics, and allowing you to review real-time rankings of each piece of content submitted. It's important to remember that you will be banned from Dig if you are overdoing the self-promotion aspect of marketing. While Dig submissions are user-generated, the community can easily spot a user that may not be participating on fair terms. As a result, it's important to join the community with a fair and sometimes unbiased point of view. Participation does not involve submitting your own content, but instead becoming a frequent user by searching and finding relevant content for your niche and rating it accordingly, leaving appropriate and positive comments on similar sites or networks and learning what makes these stand out, using content found on Digg as a resource for creating and developing your own, tracking specific topics and content so you understand what's working at any given time. This is a great way to establish your presence as you continue to develop each submission for the web. How to get people to submit content to Digg for increased page views. The best way to submit content to Digg is to have someone else do it for you. This may involve hiring an intern or assistant to post relevant articles to each category, since you should not necessarily be posting your own content to Digg all of the time, as it may be perceived as advertising or spam. Or you can form kind of a cooperative with other marketers you know and trust to submit each other's articles. If you've established strong readership or a subscription from a blog or website, you can even include the Digg widget so that readers can submit something they've read in one easy step. The idea is to make it as easy as possible for any reader or visitor to take initiative and post your content onto Digg. Whether you have a team of assistants working on social media placement, or you're making an attempt to Digg articles yourself, here are a few tips and suggestions. First, rework any article to make it Digg-friendly. Even if your submission is doing well on your site, you can recreate a different version and still link back to your original article as a source. This can help you provide a unique submission each time you do it. Second, always provide a catchy title and description. Digg readers are usually looking for something they can scan through and learn about in a few minutes. Make an extra effort to develop a short and concise summary to accompany each submission. Third, use information from multiple resources. Get used to harnessing new information about your industry or article topic by using an RSS reader or news aggregator. This will help you keep track of new and current information, making it much easier to develop a story and submit quickly. Fourth, be a respectful digger. As you start building a profile and networking with other community members, it's essential that you follow all community guidelines and make sure you're providing valuable comments yourself. Don't link to your personal blog or unrelated information that may be deemed a spamming effort. Fifth, don't use all caps in the title. This is considered offensive in a social media sphere and will not get you the quality visitors, traffic, or readers. Sixth, submit stories from reliable sources and articles, not always your own blog. This can help build your presence in the community. Seventh, submit the majority of your stories on weekday mornings. This seems to be the prime time reading hour for many internet and web surfers. Eighth, be helpful. You can post information that may be of help to other readers and submitters, as well as finding information on the forums of Digg itself. And ninth, watch your grammar. Avoid overly edited content and keep your articles and submissions concise and simple. You'll have a wider range of readers and be able to set a consistent standard so people get used to your voice. The Digg top pages offer the biggest advantages for gaining an online presence, and the easier you make it for the community to see your content, the higher the chances of direct traffic for your site. Digg is one of the most effective social bookmarking tools available to you. And although it will take some time to master, the effort will be well worth it. Chapter 7, How Tagging and Pinging Work. Tagging and pinging are common terms used in social bookmarking and web publishing, and it's important to learn how to do both effectively when you need the top rankings on sites and search engines. Search engines and social bookmarking aggregators work in very similar ways, and the most effective strategy for gaining prominence in either of these is to code your copy correctly. Tagging, what is it? Developing search engine-friendly copy has become even easier with the introduction of tagging widgets on a variety of web publishing interfaces. Tagging is simply a process of breaking down your submissions into keywords. Keywords of relevance are usually general in scope and will make your copy fit into a variety of indexes and categories with a few simple tweaks. Consider tagging to be a condensed version of your main idea. This is an effective approach when you're trying to make sense of the process, and the best way to do it is to start with your heading and title. Your title will serve as the main source of indexing by search engines, and you can make it stand out even more by adding relevant tags. As a general rule, you'll want to make sure you're also using the appropriate tags and meta tags in descriptions and heading titles. Both Yahoo and MSN use these areas to index anything you publish, and it's important that they are relevant and free of spam. Still, tagging within a social bookmarking site offers multiple benefits. Many social bookmarking sites, such as Dig and Technorati, make use of tag clouds that break out each article and section it off to different categories. Using keywords such as internet or computer, for example, will automatically list your article or submission in both areas. It's just another way for users to find articles or entries of relevance. Whenever they click on one of these tag clouds, a full listing of articles with those tags will show up on their screen. A growing number of portals and websites are offering tagging systems to index content. This is especially useful for blogs and other larger resources where context is highly important. Think about the millions of articles and entries on the web today and how difficult it would be for someone to find your specific article if they could only find you with a few keywords. Tagging helps to create context and relevance within different categories, and once a user has reached the social bookmarking platform, it makes it much easier to find you. More people are becoming comfortable and familiar with using tag clouds to group and find the information they need. Your website can reach a much wider audience when it's easily found in a variety of areas instead of just under one content page or index. As each social bookmarking site indexes and aggregates the incoming data, patterns of tags start to emerge. The more popular a particular theme or idea becomes, the larger the tag cloud. You'll notice this as you review different tag clouds, and you'll see some words standing out far more than others. This means that more people are submitting articles with the same tags, and more people are viewing them. It's an easy way to monitor and review how well specific topics are doing at any given time. Tagging, how to do it. Tagging each item you submit will become a habit, but you do need to make sure that the tags are relevant and free of spam. Only use keywords that actually apply to your entry. If you start using extra words simply to gain exposure or search engine placement, another user may report it and you may be forced off the network. Think of tagging as labeling all of your data. You're creating an easily indexable system so that search engines and social bookmarking sites can find and place your article. Breaking down your article into a notes form is a very effective strategy for rising to prominence. You'll need to break down your main idea into general topics, then narrow it down to more specific keywords. Titles in your article are a good way to start, and you do not need to include such words as the, it, and a. If you do, the tagging system will usually just take them out. Be sure to pick keywords that classify your submission the best. While there are no limits to the number of tags you can add, it's important to limit them to only those of relevance. Pinging. What is it? Pinging has quickly become a popular activity with the social networking boom and in most cases is an automatic process. Pinging is the process of identifying your IP address and making sure that it's a valid address for search engines. Pings identify the web address to various hosts, and once the address is verified, it can be networked and updated in search engines and indexes. Bloggers make use of pinging in cases where posts are not updated automatically. Pinging allows the user to update search engines and various indexes that a new blog posting has been submitted. This is necessary for indexing purposes only and can help search engine spiders and indexers pick up your submission much faster. Old search engine strategies required manually entering sites and submissions for pinging. Today, however, most publishing platforms take care of this process automatically.